Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Mets Talk, the second episode. It took a while, but I'm finally back. I'm actually joined by a couple friends of mine, Will, Chris, and Matt. We'll be breaking down some minor league transactions that the Mets made. They made a couple signings. They made a trade. And then the big news about their owner, or their new owner. And we're going to be talking about that, breaking down what they should do. A lot to talk about. So, let's get right into it. So, obviously, I guess we should start off with the big news. The Mets are getting a new owner, Steve Cohen. And he's going to control, they're saying, by opening day, 51% of the team payroll.
Just the team, not payroll.
When he gets 51% of the team, he takes over the payroll.
Okay, so 51% of the team. Huge move by the Mets, I think.
Is it really in their control for him to buy the team?
No, I mean,
no, but it's a huge move for the Mets.
It's a huge move for the Mets, nonetheless, as hopefully they start to spend money. So let's get some thoughts on that real quick.
It's about damn time. That's all I'm going to say. It's about damn time.
Let me tell you something. When I saw this news... And actually, Tiki Barber leaked this.
Shout out Tiki Barber.
This on CBS Sports Radio or something like that about, you know, someone knowing someone from somewhere that said the Wilpons were selling. I didn't buy it for a second. And then the next day, you hear the news that Steve Cohen's going to be buying 80% of the Mets, and which is pretty wild. And by next year, he's going to own 51% of them. That I think that's huge. I think hopefully we start signing some guys. What are your other thoughts? Like, you think you know how the Wilpons are very involved?
I think
what do you think this guy's going to be like?
I think he's going to be the Wilpons are involved from a financial standpoint, and they like to control a lot. I think Cohen's going to be more let the GM do his job. Let the manager do his job.
Let your analytics department do their job.
He's a big analytic guy. He's going to bring in a...
He is. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say,
He's a big analytic guy.
He's going to... Yeah, hopefully he pays more money for guys involved in analytics.
Yeah, we got him 2 years earlier. Put up with Johan Bloom as a GM right now, and I probably ain't lagging him.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean... In reality, I don't think Brody's a very good GM.
No.
I think no question.
He's an agent.
But I think, could he be a better GM if he didn't have the Wilpons down his throat 24/7?
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't have the job if he's not down the Wilpons' throat.
Yeah.
Because that's the only reason that they signed him.
I'm just saying, I want to know his capability of being a GM without the Wilpons telling him to do everything. Because I think... obviously... Owners are going to have budgets. I get that. But the Wilpons seem to be involved in, creating lineups and telling, Brody to tell Mickey who to play. I feel... Because didn't they say something about that with Frazier? Like, they wanted Frazier in the lineup or something?
That's from an investment standpoint. You already invested this much into a player. You know, you're going to want to... He has to be on the field if you're going to pay him. You're basically lighting money on fire if you're not playing Todd Frazier last year because... He's already making money, so why are we not playing?
Because there's better options. That's why.
Well, yeah, there's better options, but sometimes.
But sometimes,
from a behind the scenes standpoint,
But that's stupid.
The fans go, "Oh, we don't want Frazier to play." From the owner's standpoint, it's like, okay, I'm already invested in Todd Frazier. I got to deal with it because.
Yeah. Or you can just live with the fact that you made a mistake, eat the money, and go about it. Because you know what Todd Frazier's giving you. He's not doing anything.
Awful swings.
Awful swings.
He's gone now. So
decent defense. And he's gone, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm just saying in general, the way they went about their business, no one liked it. And no one likes the Wilpons. I don't know any Met fans that really like the Wilpons. I've never heard any Met fan say they like the Wilpons. So, the Wilpons, they're garbage. They're hot garbage.
See you later.
See you later. I mean, Steve Cohen, we haven't seen much of this guy, so we don't know how much of the team he's going to want to dictate.
But at least we'll, or at least I'm under the impression that we're going to spend some money.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a lifetime fan, so you got to put yourself in his shoes, like, have the money, you want to win.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think that helps, too,
Sure, we're going to have the richest owner in baseball, right? But the luxury payroll still applies, because obviously if we're the richest owner, we could just dish out as much money as we want into these players.
But
it's still going to be a cap.
But we're not near the luxury tax.
Exactly. I'm saying that, but I'm just saying you can't hire expectations, because then you can only be disappointed.
No, I kind of have a theory about the Wilpons. I think they sold the team because they're going broke. That's why I think they sold.
Probably yeah. They probably are.
They've lost
think
money
about
the
it.
Past two seasons.
They've lost money.
They're, what's his name?
They want to run the team. I mean, they're really possessive people. They just realize they don't have a choice. They got to sell because they're going broke. And they're not going to lead a baseball team. They're not going to get away with being broke and running a baseball team. It's just not going to work.
They're not going to get away with it.
They're not going to get away with it. So they sold it. I mean, luckily they sold it to a really rich guy. But I think we're all happy about that. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe he tells Brody to go after some big-time guys. And you know what's interesting, too?
He just gets rid of Brody.
Here's an interesting thing. If he's controlling the team by opening day next year, the Mets are in contention. Say Mookie Betts stays with the Boston Red Sox, and he is an upcoming free agent in 2020. Red Sox are out of contention. The Mets offer him a package to get Mookie Betts. Now, with the Wilpon, with Steve Cohen basically running the Mets, well, Brody, but, you know, Steve Cohen handling the majority of the money.
Yeah.
You could see a team going after Betts and trying to get an extension out of him. I mean, if he's saying he's going to pay big dollars, Mookie Betts is one hell of a start.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, I mean, I can see that. I mean, I don't see that. That's like one that I've seen more lately happening, like the likes of Lindor, because they just don't need Lindor right now.
They don't need Lindor. But like, hey, I mean, you can use a Mookie Betts or a Lindor.
You can use a Mookie Betts. That's your center.
Let me tell you something.
Probably what 6 years.
If we traded Lindor, I'd give him Rosario, and I'd in a heartbeat. I'd give him Rosario and Smith.
Yeah.
Obviously you need more, but that's a start.
That's a start. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if I'm getting Francisco Lindor, then I'm 100% trading on that Rosario.
But here's the bottom.
Give him Jimenez too.
Honestly, I don't believe in Jimenez. I don't think he's gonna be that good. He didn't even have a good year in double.
Sure.
He had like 250 in double A. Not big on him.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. You know, Steve Cohen's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. This team and its fan base are expecting a lot. They want big moves, and they want them immediately. Now, I'm not just saying spend the money recklessly, but like, investing in a guy like Mookie Betts could be interesting. But they got to stay in contention.
That could be an interesting development by the time All-Star break comes around.
Because all in all, I just don't think Betts is going to get moved this offseason. But I don't think the Red Sox are going to pay Betts.
No, yeah.
They don't have the money.
No. And JD opted in.
JD opted in, which I was surprised about.
So I think that's something you could look out for.
They're already paying Bogarts. It's pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
They're paying David Price.
Eovaldi.
Sale.
Right? Sale, yeah.
They'll
have to pay Devers at some point.
Don't they have the number? Them or the Cubs have, like, the highest total salary in baseball.
I'd probably say the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that could be interesting.
Cubs, Chris Bryant, too, could be on the move. I heard the Phillies were talking to them. Bad news.
Bad news. We need Steve Cohen now.
Yeah, I mean, now. There was a report saying that we can't afford Wade Miley this offseason.
That's pathetic.
I mean, if you're a Met fan, you're like...
This just shows me that the Wilpons are broke. This is why they sold the team.
That's shocking, in my opinion.
I'm just shocked the Wilpons actually sold the team.
Yeah,
I just couldn't believe it. Like, all things hashtag sell the team, it's actually in full effect. Like, I cannot believe they actually sold the team.
Yeah.
But Steve Cohen, we expect big things. Hopefully you bring us to the promised land. But I want it this year, so let's get it. Next order of business, Mets made a couple of minor signing slash trades, I guess.
Brad Brock.
Brad Brock.
Coming back.
Mets signed Brad Brock for $850K.
Love that.
$1.5 million option for 2021. So, I mean, I think we're. I think any Met fans in favor of that. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing crazy.
I'm not gonna say like I don't want Brad Brock. Like I don't. It doesn't really have an effect on me, but so it's kind of like a whatever.
I think I'll definitely take him for $850K.
Yeah, through some solid innings last year.
With the roster spot over Walker Lockett any day of the
week. Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, anybody will give me that.
I think
Brock could be a sneaky signing. And Brody Van Wagenen is challenged this offseason. He wants to redeem himself this offseason, and the Wilpons are just not letting him do that because they're not letting him spend any money.
I feel like we just can't have guys like Chris Mazza pitching in some games this year.
I agree. No,
that can't happen.
When we were in that mix where we could possibly take back the division, the wild card. Having someone, like Chris Mazza on the roster, it's like...
It kills.
What are you doing?
Or Tyler Bashler.
Yeah, I mean...
They're horrible.
Chris Flexen and Drew Gagne did us big-time favors going over to Korea to play some baseball.
That's true.
They did. Well, no, Chris Flexen got DFA'd.
And then he signed with Korea.
He signed with Korea? Yeah,
thank God. Chris Flexen.
Time to go to a 4.5 ERA in Korea.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about in terms of the pitching. I'm actually excited to see Jeremy Hefner back in the orange and blue.
I gotta say, I like our staff.
Dude, he's an up-and-comer.
I'm pissed that we brought back DeSarcina as our third base coach. Sucked.
Yeah, he was a pretty bad third base coach, but
it's whatever. What's a third base coach?
Dude, I mean, like, you know it's a bad team when, like, you just can't, you're struggling to team a first base coach.
I loved getting back.
I know, but still, like, it was a struggle for them.
I know, but I loved getting back Chili Davis. I thought that was a great move. Yeah, I think Chili's a good hitting coach.
And the Cubs are paying him this year, too.
And the Cubs are paying him. I think Chili Davis helped a lot with, you know.
No, yeah, definitely a lot of guys blossom, which I think if. As well as some guys here this year, I think you had no choice but to bring him back.
Yeah.
Because I think there would be some outrage if he didn't come back. No. Not just among the fans, but among the clubhouse.
No, but I hear fans don't like him for whatever reason. Every time the Mets have a tough day.
Because he hates that launch angle, and everybody now thinks launch angle's it. Like, you got to have this launch angle to get this elevation on the ball.
Pete Alonso hit 53 home runs without Chili Davis teaching a lick of launch angle, so I'm not really worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
if you hit the ball hard, the balls will find the way to leave the ballpark, especially when you have their strength.
Yeah.
But Hefner I liked. The Giants bench coach, what's his name?
I don't even remember.
Beltran since your last one. You can talk about
Beltran. Yeah, well, Beltran, that was a managerial search a long time ago, but Beltran was hired. I wanted Girardi. We didn't get him.
Yeah, damn. Now he's with the Phillies.
Now he's with the Phillies, and I'm worried about
the Phillies now.
The Phillies are the Wilpons. They suck because they let that happen. They didn't want to pay Girardi. If we had Steve Cohen, we'd have Girardi, and we'd have High Bloom.
Yeah,
we probably would.
It'd be a completely different picture.
It could be completely different. I mean, who knows what High Bloom does? But maybe trades the Grom instead of who knows.
Fifth starter?
I forgot he's a Red Sox GM.
Yeah, he shipped off Sandy Leon.
That's big time.
Wow, what a big time.
I mean, that was their starting catcher for most of the year.
Vasquez. Christian Vasquez. Yeah, Vasquez for like old time.
Oops.
Christian Vasquez was actually pretty good this year.
Yeah, he was pretty good, but if there was a guy outside of Girardi that I wanted to hire, it was probably Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I just like his baseball IQ. I think it's something to bring to the table.
And, like, you listen to those Astros players, like, talk about him and what a great, like, leader he is.
They were.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see what happens with that.
I don't even know what's going to happen with them. Like, I know.
That's a different story.
That's a long time down the road. Because, like, this might be, like, obviously this is, like, one of the worst things that's happened to the game.
No, it's since the Pete Rose scandal.
Maybe in forever.
Wait, so like, but I think it's has a key part in that.
It's
the worst thing since the steroid.
That could help mess up his Hall of Fame chances.
Who, Beltran?
Yeah, having a key part in that.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, he didn't run the whole scandal. He was just probably like, he's probably just banging on the trash can. That's all probably he was doing. They probably like, hey, Carlos, you got trash can duty? Yeah.
Yeah. I got it, boy.
But, you know, I think Alex Cora had it in the second half of the game. You know, a little change up. Bang, bang.
Alex Cora?
Oh, yeah, because he was a bench coach.
Get somebody else in there. Yeah,
no, and Hinch.
No, but I mean, like,
No, they probably had, like, Jake Marisnyk, too.
Speaking of Jake Marisnyk, the Mets signed Jake Marisnyk.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Mets traded for Jake Marisnyk, too, so I guess we'll go right into that.
It's the cheaper Ligaris alternative.
You know, yeah, I wish his team made bigger moves to talk about more, but, I mean, that's... Yeah. We're talking about Jake Marisnyk here.
Thinking he's going to do that when he comes here.
Honestly, yeah, I kind of have that kind of mindset. I mean, obviously, we were spoiled with JD, so, like, come from the Astros, didn't get a lot of PT.
It's possible.
He destroyed the minor leagues, though. Those stats were amazing.
Right? JD Davis?
No, JD Davis. He had, like, 330 every year in the
minors. No, I actually had a feeling because I saw this one thing, like, last year when JD Davis was coming over. It's like, remember the last JD the Astros got rid of was JD Martinez, and he's... a beast.
That's true.
And then someone said that, and I was like,
give me two letter
first. I was like, this guy raked in the minors, didn't really get a chance.
Well, he's not a first name. It's JD. Like his middle name is Gregory. It's not,
yes, I know, but still just give me the two letter players.
Just Dingers Davis.
Anybody who identifies by JD, come along.
True.
JD Drew.
You know who I don't want though? JD Drew. I don't want Rick Porcello. That fifth starter spot has to be filled out.
Don't give me Rick Porcello.
Well, if we can't afford Wade Miley.
If we can't afford Wade Miley, I don't see a way to afford
Here's what I think we should do. I think we should package Smith in a deal to get a good starter. I think, listen, every other team in the NL East besides the Marlins is going after starters. I mean, the Phillies.
The
Braves got Hamels.
And they're talking about. Are they still talking Bumgarner?
No, nah, I don't think so.
I don't know.
The Twins are.
Philly's got Wheeler. Straz went back to the Nats. I don't know how the Nats afford him, but that's a different story. And Atlanta got Cole Hamels. We got to do something, too. No, Atlanta got Cole Hamels.
Yeah, but who the Braves signed that it was they had to give up a pick for him? It was Harris, Will Harris.
No,
They signed Will Smith.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah, they have to give up a pick for him. That's why they won't go after Bumgarner now.
I mean, the bottom line is, we're probably the fourth best.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. We're proud in this current state of mind. We are probably gonna finish fourth in the NL East next year. If I'm a Met fan, I'm like sorry, but I'm not going into the season with high expectations. I'm saying, yeah, this is probably a down year. Even though we're in this quote unquote win now mindset.
No, yeah, I think it's a bunch of garbage. I mean,
you lost your window.
I still think we have a good lineup.
Solid four starting pitching.
No, well, hear me out on this. The Braves won the division last year. They're really good. They improved. So I'm worried about that. Nats are going to lose Rendon. They have no bullpen outside of Doolittle.
Sure, their bullpen.
Who's in their bullpen? Their bullpen was garbage last year. And they're losing Anthony Rendon.
Give me Daniel Hudson.
I want Daniel Hudson too. They're losing Rendon too, their best hitter.
Well,
think about that.
No, yeah, he was their best.
No, he was their best hitter.
Yeah,
he was.
Easily.
Who's gonna? You need for a young 21-year-old star. You need another star in that lineup to protect.
By the way, Ryan Zimmerman is still a free agent. I mean, he's expected to re-sign, but
it's either re-signing or retirement. Yet. But as I was saying, for Soto, he needs someone to protect him in that lineup, and the Nats aren't going to pay
Howie
for anyone
Kendrick.
Else.
Come on, Dan. No, I'm kidding, but.
He had a great year last year.
I mean, he's a good player, but he's not gonna do what he did last year.
No, I agree.
He's not.
Well, I mean, they do have Trey Turner still.
Trey Turner's good. Eden's okay, but I don't think they're not on the level of Anthony Rendon. They lose him and they don't have any bullpen.
Don't sleep on Michael A. Taylor.
Michael A. Taylor stinks.
I know.
Phillies. All right, look at the Phillies. Phillies gained one starting pitcher. Do the Phillies have a better rotation than us? I don't think they do.
No, I still don't think they do.
DeGrom's better than Nola. Syndergaard and Wheeler are neck and neck. Stroman's better than any third starter on the Phillies. Well, Arrieta. Arrieta's garbage now. You can't tell me.
Arrieta honestly did a pretty good fall since he went to the
Phillies. Arrieta's garbage.
I honestly forgot he's on the team.
And then their fourth and fifth. Steven Matz is better than Nick Pavetta. Nick Pavetta sucks. Velasquez? And then whoever we get as our fifth starter is probably going to be better than Nick Pavetta or Vince Velasquez. So I still think we have a better rotation than the Phils.
I think though, if they could, if they're as serious as they are about like going over the luxury tax, I mean luxury, whatever it is, and like going after like and signing Rendon, like
we might be in trouble.
Their World Series watch, their World Series stock just rose significantly. If it's true,
I don't know though.
But it's kind of cooled down since they said that they were gonna do it. We haven't heard anything about it.
I haven't heard much. But obviously, about
winter meetings can pick up and do whatever you want with that.
Better get going tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully. I think we have a good shot to make the playoffs though. I know
we're not gonna win the division.
I mean, look, like we have so much star power. I mean do we though? Pete Alonso, Jacob DeGrom,
Jeff McNeil's
a star.
Yeah, slowly. All
right. Slowly. JD Davis is turning into a star.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. No, JD Davis is turning into a star.
Fielding's
gonna get better.
I disagree. I don't think
he's gonna get better at fielding.
As much as I love JD Davis, I would not put him on star level.
No, he's a good player.
He's basically one full year in MLB in.
Yeah.
He's not a star. I'm not saying he's a star now. I'm saying he's turning into a star. I think he's gonna turn into a star.
Sure.
I mean, if he played a full year last year, he would have put up 28 home runs, a 300 average, and like 70 to 80 RBIs. That's a great year. Those are three really good hitters. Conforto's solid. Ramos is solid. Rosario took strides.
Robinson Cano
sucks.
My favorite.
He sucks.
Stop. He was our best hitter at one point in the season
for a week.
He got hot for a couple weeks, one game where he had three homers.
And then pulled a hammy, came back, and actually was doing pretty decent when he came back.
And he was horrible for the first
three months. He was pretty bad for the first 2 months.
He wasn't just bad. He was awful.
He was awful.
Dude, don't worry. Trust me, this year...
I think he'll be better because it's hard to be worse. But
I don't know if he'll be better.
Unless he's regressing.
He's not getting any younger.
He's got it. Trust me. I believe in Robinson.
And I think Nimmo's solid, too. So I think we got something going on. He strikes out, but he gets on base all the time. So it makes up for it. But I think all in all, going into this season...
Don't keep your expectations high. That's all I'm saying. Don't have high expectations.
No, I'm going to have high expectations. I want to win the damn division.
No, this team's not winning the division.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
2015?
I mean, you don't know if the Marlins are going to win
what
the
do you
division,
think about the
but like, you do know that they're not going to.
Yeah, but the Mets are a lot different than the Marlins.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
Mets are the second-best team in the second half. It's possible.
You don't know that the Padres are going to win the division, but like you do know that they're not going to win the division.
But that's not my point. My point is the Mets are actually a good team who can win a division.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree they have the tools to do it, but going into the season with a slightly worse team than last year, how much better can you really get?
I don't know.
Can you get better with a worse team?
I don't know. College basketball, teams lose players all the...
College basketball and MLB is a little bit different.
It's different, but it's both sports, and they lose good players, and they get better.
Yeah, but college basketball...
Because guys improve.
Yeah, you're also recruiting.
No, I'm not talking about teams who get high recruits. I'm talking about teams who lose a couple players, keep a couple of the similar guys, and wind up succeeding more. That's what I'm saying.
Like Marcellus Early thing.
Okay, sure. I'll give you that. I don't know. Just me. I think me and Chris are on the same page where it's like, can they really
win? Right now, this team is winning 83 games? 84 games?
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you a cap at 90, and that's generous. Very generous.
That is generous. You need a lot to go right, but I don't know.
2015,
we were supposed to win 82 games.
Just a magical year.
Yeah. Then your thoughts changed at the All-Star break.
My thoughts can't change. I'm just saying going into opening day right now, I don't see it.
If you add a couple bullpen pieces, starter, then
I think we should go all in for a really quality fifth starter.
You give me Betances and Blake Trinan and a decent fifth starter. Maybe I'll give you a couple more wins.
I don't think we're getting Betances and Trinan.
I mean, you give me one
of those guys.
I'll tell you what. You give me Hudson and another reliever, and you give me a good fifth starter, I think we have a great chance.
Did we bring back Luis Severino?
No.
He's a free agent?
Nah, he's a free agent.
He was actually really good for a point in time.
He was for a point in time, but he's...
He kind of started tinkering a little.
No, yeah, he's pretty much done.
He's another one that's kind of. He kind of is deteriorating a little bit because he's old. He's an older guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's like 30.
He's in his 30s.
34.
Yeah, I think so. But he regressed as the year went on. Yeah, we definitely got to improve the bullpen. There's no
ifs, ands, or buts. You have to. And honestly, I know this is literally probably less than 5%. Honestly, no, less than 5% chance. I want Josh Hader.
That's not
happening. It's not happening,
Barbara. It's not happening,
but
I
want it desperately. People saying, oh, like, you know what, I would DS. Sometimes you just got to go right back to the well, even though it's treated you poorly.
I think Diaz will be better, though. If you go to the well enough times,
you'll find fresh water soon enough.
I think Diaz will be better. He's still got the talent. Yeah, I don't know how much better, but he'll be better.
Yeah, sure, he'll be better. How much better is better, though?
Trading Dom Smith is a must this offseason.
I think you got to do it. I love Dom. I love Dom, but you got to get rid of him.
You can't trade him in a salary dump type of
move. No.
He has to be a piece in an actual deal.
Don't if he trades him in a salary dump deal, that's the dumbest thing of all time. We're getting an owner who's going to spend bank.
No, but that's not the point of the salary dump. The point of the salary dump is Jed Lowry's awful.
No, Jed Lowry's.
He's established.
The guy even had Jed Lowry.
He barely had Jed Lowry.
I mean, who knows? Jed Lowry was good 2 years ago. I don't know.
You know what? Sometimes you put on that Mets uniform, you're not good anymore. Look at Jason Bay.
Yeah.
But,
good ref.
Yeah, but I think just to get rid of 1 year of Lowry.
Get Familia off the team. I don't even know why he came back in the first
place. I never wanted
him back. It was like divorcing your wife. And then going, oh, honey, we should try this again.
Yeah, and then and realize it doesn't work.
Yeah,
again.
You just know. Same outcome
every time.
Hashtag relatable.
And then it was even worse. Well, it was even more of a train wreck.
It was like having two Familias with Diaz pitching that
worse. The front office. I also the front office was split about bringing Familia back in the first place.
Yeah.
If you're split 50-50 on getting a player, should you really bring back that player?
No, you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
It's stupid. I mean,
but in the end, who makes the final call?
Brody.
Brody
or the little ponds?
Back.
I don't know.
No,
I didn't know if he was.
I didn't realize where he's going.
Yeah, I mean Lowry, Cano, and
yeah, I mean we clearly should have brought Ottavino in for cheaper. But we didn't.
I wanted Ottavino too.
I mean, I don't know how. I don't know what drugs Brody was on. I mean, we all knew Ottavino has way better stuff.
He paid more for Jury Simulator than Ottavino.
He paid more.
To be fair, though, Ottavino did shit the bed in October,
Let me tell you something.
At least get us to October.
He shit the bed in October. That's great. Jury Simulator probably cost us getting to October. Him and Diaz
combined blew like 20 saves.
Familia didn't get any save opportunities, but they blew some games.
We could have had, if they pitched to their expectations, we could have easily had.
We definitely should have. We could have had 93 wins if they pitched to.
Something.
If Diaz pitched to Diaz a. If Diaz pitched to a low 3 ERA, we probably have 90 wins. We're going to the playoffs.
I swear, every time I saw him, strikeout or a home run.
That's all. Or hit the batter in the head.
It was so many guys in the head. We'd be up four runs. I'd be like watching the game standing up, like praying we get a win. We're up four runs. Like, what is that? That's that garbage.
Yeah, I mean, that's Edwin Diaz.
Hopefully he's better because literally a beast on the Mariners. I don't know.
But I don't know.
I've never seen anybody fall off that
hard. I don't know if he can get worse. How can you be worse than last year?
I don't know. You can't be worse.
He was embarrassing to be on the mound last year.
We gave up two top 30 prospects.
Top 30. You gave up the top 10 prospect in baseball.
Yeah, you gave up.
Justin Dunn, who's going to be a beast.
You gave up.
Nah, I don't believe in Justin Dunn.
You gave up a prospect who many people refer to as the next Mike Trout.
Yeah.
For Edwin Diaz around like that. As much as
he's not the next Mike Trout.
But that's what I'm expecting. No one ever is, but he's expected to
a
be like
premium,
really
center fielder.
Premium.
He's a center fielder. I thought he was a corner outfielder. Yeah,
he's
a 5'2 guy. 5'2 guy. Like Mike Trout.
I mean, unless like Cespedes, he can't play center.
Yeah,
it's a whole different story right there.
Cespedes. Yeah. Well, I don't even want to talk. I don't even want to mention his name.
He started running today.
I don't want to.
Really?
Yeah, he started running today.
Dude, honestly, I wouldn't. Dude, like, I don't like. Like, I'm.
I almost don't want him.
I don't want him, but like, dude, I kind of want to see him play.
I
want to
know what he could do.
I want to be back.
See what you could
do. Yeah, it's also like, yeah, we're investing in him, so
we're paying you 28 a year.
It's another. See what you could do. It is another bat who gives you power. I mean, if he can be good, then I'd take him.
Yeah, it was a terrible deal. Like, but
another bat.
But hindsight's 20/20. At the time of that deal,
great.
Everybody loved that deal. Everyone was like, yes, we brought in assessments.
We were terrified he was going to go to the Nets.
Did we know that he would? Yeah, did
forgot did we, about did we, that.
I don't know
imagine.
How that too, actually. I like who knew that he was going to do this.
Everybody was fearing he was going to the Nets.
That's terrifying. They offered
him. Sent Murph went to the Nets.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't want Murphy 2.0.
Tore us a new ass.
He tore us a new ass. But yeah, I mean, here's what I think. I back to the Dom Smith thing. I think you should package him for a really quality, like, mid-rotation starter.
Oh, yeah.
Who has some years and, like, pitches to, like, 3-5s. Like, I don't know who.
Dude, give me a second.
I'll take a low 4.
Let me
for a 5 starter. Like,
for Smith, though?
Or, like, you'd probably have to put, like, a lower-end prospect as well. But, like, I take a... You're telling me you can't get a decent bullpen arm for Dom Smith?
I'd rather have a starter for Dom Smith. I'd rather just spend money on the bullpen.
Yeah, no, I think it's easier to fix your bullpen problem in free agency rather than it's to fix your starting bullpen problem. So I get it.
Bullpen players are whack. You don't know what they're going to do. I'd rather fix it. I'd rather get a sure thing.
Sure, yeah.
What starters, like, can you trade for?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to make, like, an example of, like, a guy that you could go after, but I'm struggling.
Let me think.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know either. I mean,
go ahead. Booger.
I don't know. There's, I mean.
Nice.
There's, I really can't think of anything. I gotta look at some stats or whatever from MLB.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's a guy you can get?
I wanted Odorizzi so bad.
Question is,
Odorizzi's like that perfect example of that guy.
Yeah, true. What's Dom's value right now? Nobody really
knows. I don't know if he's
yeah.
I don't know if he could be
pitching on a roster. I don't know how he isn't, but he could be. Oh. Bartolo. Like, he's not.
Well, let me tell you something.
He could be easily.
Let me tell you something. All right, if we could give up Anthony K and Woods Richardson for Stroman, then I'm sure we can get a little something for a decent starter. I think Smith has a lot of value if we can give up Kay and Richardson for Stroman.
What's the first base needy team?
Especially when Stroman had a sub 3.
First base needy team?
Yeah, because he's obviously not an outfielder.
I don't know. Give me like Garrett. Give me like
he
Garrett.
Could, well, anywhere give me like in Garrett the Richards, anywhere in the AL, he can either DH or play first.
Yeah.
That's all I thought about that.
Even the Angels.
Give him the AL just so we could DH.
I mean, I looked at there's Marcos Gonzalez. I don't see that happening.
I have to ride the bench for another year. No, 2 years.
DPH.
Shohei.
Yeah, but. Nah, yeah, true.
I don't really know, to be honest.
There's not many people that you can, like, oh, like, I'll trade Dodger first.
I mean, the Rays have a ton of guys. The Rays and Indians have a ton of guys.
The Rays
have first base, though.
Who?
I mean, G-Man was
oh, yeah.
Solid, though.
Okay. And they have a.
I feel like Dom Smith's the type of guy who would go to Tampa and thrive. I don't know if that's just me.
Like Travis Darnell?
Everybody goes to Tampa and thrives.
That's true.
The Rays and the Astros.
Tampa's literally the opposite of the Mets with getting players. Mets to get players and they'll have the worst years of their career.
Well, let me put it, you know who has a ton of pitching? The Indians. I mean, what about, probably not Carrasco. He signed an extension too. What about like Zach Plesac? I don't know.
Not terrible.
Actually, no. I don't think so either, yeah.
You have to give him, like...
I mean, well, look at the Indians' rotation. It would be Bieber, Clevinger, Kluber, Carrasco. What about, like, the Pluko? They have a ton of starting pitching. And they... Don't they kind of need a first base? No, they have Santana.
Ah, Pluko's kind of... I don't know. I don't like Pluko.
Who's their DH?
Wasn't it Franmil Reyes?
Yeah,
like,
they don't.
Trade it for
yeah,
him?
they're like the one team that. Well, he plays corner outfield.
Give me DH for them.
Just give me Nick Anderson,
dude. I'm kidding. He wasn't a good fielder.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of
There's a lot of options on the Indians. What about, like,
who's the Mariners first baseman? Mariners? I don't know.
No clue. Oh, Ryan Healy. I don't know if he still plays, but he was. Oh, the Vogelbach DH.
I think everyone just sticks first. Yeah, yeah, sticks any player at first base.
Vogelbach just no. He plays first.
Yeah, he does.
Vogelbach is overrated, but that's a different story.
Manny Manuelos.
Blue Jays. They have a first baseman.
I don't know. Blue Jays. Right? Blue Jays don't really have any pitching to trade.
I know. Just Rowdy Tellez is their first baseman.
Rowdy Tellez.
No, they definitely could use a little Dom Smith action, but think about that infield. Bichette, Vladdy Jr.,
Don Bombs and Cabin.
No, and Lourdes Gurriel. No, does Gurriel play?
He plays infield too.
Oh.
What about the Diamondbacks?
Diamondbacks got some pitching. I think like
they need a first baseman, right?
The Brewers need a first baseman.
Who's it, Thames?
Brewer. No. What about Woodruff? They traded Davies though, so I don't know.
Davies
would have been solid.
They traded Zach Davies
to the Padres.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God, I'm so dumb.
Jake Faria.
Well, they also got that guy. Who's the Marlins prospect they got?
That's the Diamondbacks, Zach Gallen.
Yeah, Zach Gallen. I'll take Zach Gallen.
Oh, we're not getting Zach Gallen. They just traded for him and he went off. What about Brent? Oh, he went to the bullpen, Brent Suter. Oh, and he was dirty. Never mind. We're not getting him.
Let's bring back Bobby Wall.
You
saw the Brewers brought back Keon Broxton.
Yeah, I did see that.
Have fun.
Keon Broxton. Have fun with that guy. Hey,
Diamondbacks do have Mike Leake.
Mike Leake.
He's a guy, 4.29.
Give me Mike Leake. That dude.
I'll take Mike Leake.
Puts his heart 12, on the mound.
12 wins.
I'll take Mike Leake. Puts his
heart on the mound. Give it to me.
I wouldn't give up Dom Smith for Mike Leake.
Yes, though. I would. How old is Mike Leake?
32.
Yeah, no, probably not. Sorry.
Yeah.
As much as I love Mike Leake. He's a Gold Glover, though. Gold Glover. Gold Glover's a pitcher.
Yeah.
This year, right? Yeah, this year. Gold Glover this year, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I know we went a little bit, all over the place, but that's the episode for today. Hope you guys enjoyed. We'll have an episode 3 pretty soon, hopefully, maybe, I don't know, next week or something. I don't know.
Post-winter meetings.
We hope to have a lot to talk about. I mean, who knows? Yeah, but
we'll hope.
If not, we'll see you after the Cole sweepstakes.
Yeah.
True.
We'll see you after the Cole sweepstakes. That's a wrap. Thanks, guys. Adios.